Hey guys, welcome to Telling the Told and Untold. My name is Tsiro. Before we go straight into today's case, I do have a content warning for you guys. This video does involve the death of a young child, so if that's not something you think you're interested in watching, then this video probably isn't for you. So maybe you can watch some of my other videos or just wait for my next upload. Also, there aren't any pictures of any of the victims, and there's only one picture of the perpetrator. This case is also a bit short because there is very limited information, but one of you guys suggested it and I saw it had a lot of likes, and it was the first time I heard about it. So yeah, let's go straight into it. For today's case, we're going all the way to Tarleton in the West Rand in Gauteng, and this case took place in 2006. Tarleton is known for having a wide range of farms and small holdings, and it is in one of these small holdings where 48-year-old Matiso Selina Poppy Musia lived with her 24-year-old daughter Lerato, Lerato's 18-month-old son Lebogang, and Poppy's two nieces, 24-year-old Dineo and 21-year-old Masabatha Molobi. Poppy was doing really well for herself. She was up and coming. She was a successful businesswoman who had her own hair salon in Soweto. She was a hairdresser and a beautician, and she was really able to look after not only herself, but her daughter, her grandson, and her nieces. And by all accounts, things in her life seemed to be going really well, except for the fact that she and her partner had recently broken up. Poppy had been in a relationship with David Chipa Matiene, and at the time of today's case, he was 42 years old. He was born in 1963, and he seemed like an ordinary guy who had a really good and steady life. Some people described him as a loner who really didn't mix well with others, whereas other people said that he was a really, really good guy. He was very kind, he was a gentleman, he was cool, and he was able to give advice to the young people that he worked with. He had been with the police for 19 years at this point and had also won an award for most arrests in 1 month. He had recently been promoted to detective. He had only been in that position for about 8 months. And he had been redeployed to the Kagiso police station. Chipa and Poppy had been in a relationship for 9 years, and this relationship was on and off. Chipa did live with Poppy and her family in Tarleton up until about a month before the tragic events of today's case. And the reason why Poppy decided to end her relationship with Chipa is because she felt like he was very possessive and full of jealousy. He also believed that Poppy had had a lot of affairs with other policemen, and she just really didn't see herself being with a man that was so controlling, possessive, and not trusting of her and her actions. She had broken up with him the year before in 2005. However, he had still stayed in Tarleton until the 2nd of March 2006, when Poppy told him that he had to leave, forever. After they had broken up, he would still go back to the house in Tarleton. So he stayed there like on and off. Sometimes he was there, sometimes he wasn't. But in March, she had decided that this was the end of it and she didn't want him to come back. One of Poppy's friends had always seen Chipa as a sort of big brother. He was always reliable and someone that she could really count on. But after the love between Chipa and Poppy soured, she saw a completely different side to him. He had once told her that he would never leave Poppy alone, and as the months went on, Poppy's friend really believed that Chipa might do something crazy. So much so that on Friday the 1st of April, this friend was talking to Poppy, and she kind of just told Poppy that she wanted her to get back with Chipa because she really believed that he was going to kill her if he didn't get his way. And she probably said this to Poppy because earlier that week, Shipa had told multiple people that someone would die before he lost Poppy. On Monday, the 3rd of April 2006, at around 6:30 that evening, Shipa had returned home to the Talton house where Poppy and the rest of her family were. They then went into the bedroom and an argument began between Poppy and Shipa. I'm not too sure what the argument was about, but it was a pretty heated argument, and this is when Shipa decided to pull out his firearm and he started shooting. He then went all around the house looking for other people that he could shoot. In the lounge, he shot Poppy's daughter Lerato and her son Lebogang. He was found in her arms. He then went to another bedroom where he shot Poppy's niece Dineo, and then in the kitchen he shot her other niece Masabat. It was after the shootings that one of Poppy's good friends, John Amanda, received a phone call. Some sources say that he received a phone call from Poppy and she was frantic and said, "Come and help. Shipa has slaughtered everyone like animals." Other sources say that it was Poppy's niece, Masabata, who had found Poppy's phone in the kitchen and called John, and then she told him that Shipa had shot everyone in the house. But either way, John had received a phone call from either Poppy or Masabata, or maybe even both of them, and then he made his way to the Musaya family home. Once he got there, he looked through the window and he saw Poppy, and he saw that Poppy was still alive, and he immediately ran to the police station. He didn't want to go into the house because he didn't know where Shipa was, and he was scared that maybe he was around the house or maybe he had left but he would come back and kill him too. What they didn't know at this point is that Shipa had gotten into his police car and made his way to the Kagiso police station. When police officers arrived at the Musaya family household, they found a wooden door lay in pieces, a glass sliding door that had been smashed, and there were bullet holes visible in the tiled floors. Lerato and her son Lebogang were found in a pool of blood, and Lerato, Lebogang, Dineo, and Poppy were all pronounced dead. Masabata was still breathing, and they then took her to Leratong Hospital, and she would later survive. Police also found a neatly typed out letter that was decorated with a picture of a panda, and it was clear that this letter had been typed out by Shipa, and it said, and I quote, "I am not to blame. I am important. I deserve to be loved by you. I deserve to be treated with respect, and I will love you forever." Shortly after 7 p.m., Shipa drove his official police car to the Kagiso police station in search of the man that he believed that Poppy was having an affair with. Once he got to the police station, he made his way inside and he started shooting in one of the officers and in the corridors. He would kill four of his fellow police officers, and these four men were senior police officers who were also seen as father figures in that police station. Another officer would be found in the corridor and he had a wound to his chest. Three of the police officers were found lying under a desk and there was blood splattered all over the dockets. Two had been shot in the head. The murdered police officers were Senior Superintendent Mutsimula Meshack Zondo, who was 42 years old, Captain Chapele David Masipa, who was 38 years old, Captain Jabulani Moses Sukhetle, who was 42 years old, and Captain Madimaje Franz Munama, who was 40 years old. After these brutal execution-style murders, Shipa then made his way to Sibukeng in search of his brother Abraham. The car that he had taken with him was found abandoned just outside of Sibukeng at around 10 p.m. him near the N1 highway, and it is believed that he went to Sebokeng in search of his brother, and he had told his brother Abraham that he just wanted to see him. He then, I'm not too sure what he did after he abandoned the car, whether he walked or he caught a ride, but he made his way there, found his brother and shot at him. His brother was seriously wounded and was in critical condition after this, but he did survive. After he shot his brother Abraham, Chipa then made his way to his parents' house, and it is believed that he did this because he wanted to murder his mother next. But because police officers were on his trail, they found him right outside of the house, and they had a confrontation with him, and this confrontation led to them shooting Chipa, and he died just before 2 a.m. on Tuesday, about 7.5 hours after his murder spree began. Unfortunately, during the police chase, one of the police officers' cars hit a pedestrian, and this pedestrian did lose his life, and in total 9 lives were lost, if you don't include Chipa. No one knows why Chipa decided to take out his firearm and start shooting, and why 9 lives had to be lost during those 7.5 hours.